Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are focusing on Hoshea Perek Gimel, the third chapter of the Sefer of Hoshea. This is a very short perek, it is only five psukim long, and it is really the closing of this first section of Hoshea of the three prokim perek, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. This seems to be, it's a little bit of an enigmatic perek. Let's just get the details down and then we'll try to analyze what's really going on over here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu now turns to Hoshea after we've seen that he's been forced to marry, or he's been told to marry, this lady called Gomer, the infidelity that occurs, and the children that he has, and the Yisrael, and the Lo Rucham, and the Lo Ami, and then the reunification of this, through the whole process of the last parak. Hashem now tells him, Od leich ehov isho ahuvas rea, efes. Go love a woman who has friends, who loves her friends already, and she's mino efes, and there is already infidelity going on. Like Hashem loves Israel while they are loving other gods. That's the nimshal. And what's going to happen? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is going to acquire her, or is going to acquire this lady for 15 silver and a certain amount of barley. And the deal is going to be that for many days she's going to be alone. She's going to be lo tizni. She's not going to have relationships with all the other men in her life. And she won't have a relationship with her husband, and the two of them will sort of speak, be set aside for each other for a long time, but isolated. And at the end of that, ki yashuvu b'nei yeshuvu b'nei Yisrael, ein melech v'ein tsar v'ein zevach v'ein matzev v'ein efod utrofim, and you have no connection to Hashem, no way of divining what Hashem wants. At that point, achar yashuvu b'nei Yisrael uvikshu es Hashem lokehem, and they will now come back and ask of Hashem, v'es David malkom and David their king, upachadu es el Hashem v'el tuvoy b'achar yisayamim, and they will be fearful and wanting to be come close to His goodness at the end of days. Very strange description over here. Strange on a number of levels, because first of all, we've already seen that Hoshea has been asked and told, whether it be in a vision or whether it be in reality, to find a woman who is a prostitute and marry her. Is this a second vision? Is this a separate? Is this another person? What's going on here? Is something else being conveyed to us in this second mashal, which is different to that of Perek Aleph? It doesn't seem to be their children over here in this relationship. What is really going on in this Perek? So, the Radak, without dealing with this directly, seems to suggest that it really isn't so different. He isn't clear if this is another relationship, but he says that it really is just emphasizing, it's a different mashal for a different stage of history. At first, it was talking about Yeravam, and then it was talking Yeravam ben Nevat, the first Yeravam, and now it's talking about Achav, in the times of Achav, when things got worse. And it's talking about how Bnei Yisrael were betraying the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why we have this second story, this second metaphor, which is being conveyed to Hoshea. It is also meaningful that there, in the Radak's opinion here, this didn't really occur. Meaning this is all a vision, so it's easy for the Radak to say, well, yes, there was another vision because there was another mashal which was given to him. So that is the way the Radak looks at it. Whereas the Malbim says, no, there's actually a sequence over here, and we're looking at a second and different mashal, a second and different example. This is another woman, and this is the person who is engaging in right now is a different person who's not a married woman. Before, actually, he was marrying a person, Gomer Bas Divlaim, or she was a person who actually was married, already had a history of infidelity under her in the marriage with her husband. Here we're dealing with a single person, so there's no, we'll call a crime of infidelity, but there is promiscuity in general. So he's saying, go and marry this woman, and you're going to now create a new relationship. So this is more of an issue in characteristic rather than in what's happened up till now in terms of under marriage. Now, what's this business with buying her? How is this working? What does it mean, buying? So the Malbim says that if you look in the Torah's description of the acquisition of a maidservant is the rate is described at 30 silver, shloshim kesef. Over here, it is 15 kesef, which means to say what the mashal is, so to speak, this mashal of acquiring this maidservant at half her price and giving her barley. barley is usually seen as an animal fodder. It's coarser than wheat or other grains. Is seen as describing this new relationship, this new woman, as a person who's subpar because of her behavior, because of her characteristics. What is the nimshal of this? So the Malbim says very simply, is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us into exile, and we will be in a certain sense divorced of him. We will be, so to speak, the girl or this young maiden who's been divorced of her husband. We will now be in a new place, and we will have to, in a certain sense, make our way back to him. It's going to be the second marriage of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. Another option of how this can reunite. What is the half price? The Malbim says that's the fact that Hashem's name, the value of his, which is in us, is halved because we can't express that as we are in Golus. So that's what's happening over here. It's the post-Golus reality of us coming back. Rashi does point out, interestingly enough, that the gematria of the word of Chamisha Asar Kesef is Nisan, and the 15th of Nisan, of course, is Pesach, and Yamim Rabim is referring to Shavuos, and there's sort of the process of an Exodus-like experience happening over here, Pesach to Shavuos, which is helping unpack this experience as we move forward. And ultimately, it moves to the ultimate climax of Achris Hayamim, where everybody returns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everybody returns to his, to fearing him. And Rashi points out, all the Mefarshim Baal, quoting Chazal here, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would say that there were three things at the times of the Melachim that the nation of Israel rejected, and they were, in the times of Rehoboam, actually, early on, who was Malchus Shomayim, Malchus Beis David, and the Beis HaMikdash. They rejected the kingship of heaven, the kingship of the house of David, and the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, these are the three things you're seeing in this pasuk which are being emphasized that they are returning to in the full about turn of the northern kingdom coming back to its ultimate unity with the south. One last fascinating halachic tidbit in this parak is that the Tur, that is the predecessor to the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yaakov ben Asher, notes that the reason why it is that the 15th bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei is Es Tzemeach David Avdecha, and it follows Binyan Yerushalayim, building of the request of the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, is because of this pasuk, this last pasuk in this parak, and that is because if you look carefully, it talks about how we return. Achar Yashuvu Bnei Yisrael Uvikshu Es Hashem Elokeihem Es David Malkom. Then first, after they return, then they're going to request David Malkom. That's the Melech HaMashiach coming from the house of David. So that follows it. And in fact, he points out that the number of letters in this pasuk, or sorry, the number of words is 20 in this pasuk, and is like the same amount of words in the pasuk of Kinicham Hashem Tzion in Yishayahu Perek Mem Tes, which is almost that they are either sequential or actually perhaps occurring at the same time, and there is halachic basis for the fact that those two brachos perhaps are in fact two sides of the same coin. So once again, this seems to be a more deeper mashal at a later stage in time when Israel are returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is an emphasizing of what occurs earlier on and is closing up this section for Hashem. Now he turns to more strict tochacha, to more strict rebuke of the Northern Kingdom. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.